needed him, in every possible sense of the word. I craved his touch, and I begged for it, with everything that I had. He knew how I wanted him to kiss me, suck me, lick me, and fuck me. But he made me chase each sensation, or would pity fuck me. I needed more. He said that I was insatiable and would never be satisfied. I like sex too much, and I am too much for any man to handle. The lingerie I bought went untouched. It's a waste of money, he said. I slipped naked, just so he would notice how I trembled for him. When he did pity me enough, I was his warm fleshlight. My sexual desires were put on the back burner. We had the same routine. He would kiss my lips and tell me that I was pretty. He would find my breasts and knead my nipples. Oh, how I loved that. My body melted under his touch, and he knew how to play with my body so well. His fingers knew every secret spot to make me gasp, moan, whimper, and call out his name. My body reacted, but my mind was elsewhere. I hated my body for letting him drive me this crazy. When his hands traveled from my breasts down between my thighs. Oh, and how his thumb would circle my clit. Oh, I would shudder and moan and need more. Beg for more. Anything. Something. His fingers would glide into my pussy. The wetness that was there. I was ashamed of myself for becoming such a whimpering mess under his terms, and when he needed me or pitied me. My body was on autopilot. My hormones and desires overran my mind. I loved and hated his touch at the same time. When he was done with his fingers, his cock would be next, and he would get done on his terms. Go back to whatever he was doing before. He would fuck me how he wanted and then leave. I was supposed to be grateful for the time he spent with me. I didn't get what I needed, and I wasn't satisfied. I needed more than he could give me. I just got angrier and angrier, but I couldn't let it show. I smiled to the world so they wouldn't see how broken and hurt I was. I acted how he wanted me to, and I didn't step out of line, or I tried not to. We would come home, and I just wanted his praise. I wanted him to tell me that I made him proud, that he loved me. That he cared, that I was his and he was mine. But he fought me, pulled away from me, and abandoned me. He denied me physical attention, passion, love, and sweet words. He told me how useless I was, how worthless I was, how I'm too needy, and how I'm too sensitive. He criticized everything I did. And even my blowjobs were critiqued down to the smallest sound. He kept me under his thumb and wouldn't let me up. For years, I let him do this to me. I thought this was normal. Letting him use me in every way a person could be used. I let him. And that's what made me so angry, broken, and upset. I let him yell at me, cuss me out, tell me what to do or who to speak to, be mean to me, dehumanize me. correct me. I was so afraid of displeasing him, of making him unhappy, of making him angry. I wanted to make him happy. I tried my hardest, but I was never going to be good enough. I started exploring my kinks that I kept in the darkest corner of my mind. The kinks that he refused to either entertain or refused to even listen to. I started embracing all of me, and he saw that I was becoming happier without him. He kept trying to keep me under what he wanted, but I finally stood up for myself. I told him exactly what I wanted, what I needed, and what I craved. He called it my sexual rebellion. As if my sexuality belonged to him. As if I was wrong to be my own sexual being. He meant it as something to make me think or keep me in my place. But I'm claiming it. I am having a sexual rebellion. My sexual rebellion. I'm embracing all of me. My darkest parts, kinks, and desires. I am a phoenix rising from the ashes and unfurling my wings. I'm taking flight and leaving him behind. I am free.